This is Module 1, Energetic Power and the Side Effect of Empowerment. You already know that everything is energy, everything. But how much do you understand about the power of the energy within you? Well, this first module will support you to recognize when you're in your power and when you aren't, what to do about it, and how to shift it. Plus, I'll give you details about how to recognize the side effects of reclaiming your power and what to do with this triggered energy so you can manifest what you really want. When I was first introduced to Florence's teachings, I was drowning in fear. Drowning. Looking back, I don't know how I even functioned. My ex-husband had become a meth addict, and the courts had given him joint custody with me of our preschool daughter. Meth addicts don't think past this moment, so every day held the fear of his killing me and my daughter, or killing me and taking her. And then Florence came along. Improving our lives began with me, the energy within me. Florence's teachings introduced me to strength, stamina, and power within me that I didn't even know I had. Yep, I'm one of those people who had never felt it before. And every time I turned around, I came face to face with a miraculous blessing. It was as if magic was happening, because logic of the chain of events that were happening for me did not make any sense, because nothing had changed outside of me. But there they were, miraculous blessings left and right. But in the middle of all this magic, something else was happening. Side effects. The side effects of improving my life. And these side effects were showing up in the form of being blindsided by adversity that made no sense. And those experiences of adversity were triggering a familiar, uncomfortable feeling within me that could not be ignored. And what I mean by a side effect is this. When we set our intention to improve our lives, we open the way for all those negative subconscious records, those neural pathways of belief that aren't true, to be revealed so we can heal them. Unfortunately, most of the time, they're revealed by being blindsided by some form of adversity. Now, if you're like me, your brain questions, oh, why does this happen? We're finally on a roll. Life is good. Why do we have to be blindsided by some form of adversity that feels like the universe is dumping on us? This is why. Florence's teachings begin the reconnection of our three levels of consciousness. Number one, our conscious level, where we see and think and experience our life. Number two, our subconscious level, where we store the archive of our life experiences, that place where painful experiences get buried when we're too young to fully understand the pieces and parts of life events that have nothing to do with us, the place where irrational fear is birthed, is fed more fear, and grows strong enough to make us believe, whether consciously or at that subconscious level, that we're unworthy, undeserving, and paralyze us with the belief that we're not good enough to be, do, and have what we want. And when left unchecked, the subconscious will control the direction of our lives from this vibration of fear that began when we were children and felt shame, guilt, frustration, anxiety, and fear through life experiences that had nothing to do with us. We were simply witness to whatever happened. And number three, our subconscious, that magical awareness of all the things that are possible for us, that higher plane of existence that feeds us ideas and dreams of lives that are happy and we really enjoy. So, when we embrace Florence's teachings, the stamina and strength and empower us, and the miracles begin to show up in our lives, and then the side effects. The subconscious records, those neural pathways of belief that we're not good enough, are revealed and they come forward to be healed. Not to punish us for improving our lives, but for us to heal them by seeing them for what they really are. Beliefs that are not true. How do these subconscious records come forward? Some form of adversity, of course. Something happens that stirs fear in your heart, an irrational fear. For example, you get a paper cut, but you feel like you're bleeding out and going to die. You feel a powerful fear that is stronger than the situation warrants, a fear that's irrationally strong. And this irrational fear is your red flag that a neural pathway of belief has been triggered and is being revealed. Not to punish you for wanting to improve your life, but to be healed and released. This energy is being revealed to you so you will now look at it from this safe space. See the belief for what it is, a belief that is not true, and heal it by releasing that need to hold on to it. Here's an example. When I was 4 years old, my parents left my brothers and I with my paternal grandmother. It was hot outside, and we kept going in and out of her house, letting her cool air out. So she told us, in or out. Well, I chose to be out, but then I had to use the bathroom. Well, I was 4 years old. I didn't know how to use the bathroom outside, and I was afraid to go inside because Grandmother was really aggravated when she spoke to us. So I wet my pants. My parents came home and I was sitting on the swing crying, embarrassed and ashamed that I had wet my pants because I was afraid to go inside. And my mom was furious, I thought, with me. And as a result, my little girl mind created a neural pathway of belief that it was an embarrassment and shameful to be me. My little girl mind created the belief that I wasn't even good enough to use the bathroom inside. That's how an irrational, not good enough, neural pathway of belief gets birthed. But when you look at it from the safe space of today, my adult mind understood why my little girl mind created the belief, hid it away, and subconsciously allowed this belief of not being good enough, a belief that wasn't even true, to interfere with making decisions and creating wonderful experiences for myself. In the midst of taking my power back with Florence's teachings, an experience of adversity materialized. This experience of adversity released irrational fear energy. It triggered it. When I looked at the energy, because when we observe energy, it reacts differently than when we don't, I followed the energy breadcrumbs to where it was birthed, and it led me to the experience as a 4-year-old. I could clearly see that the belief of not being good enough was not true, and feeling embarrassed and ashamed to be me was a misconception of the experience. Seeing the core of this energy for what it was released its hold on me. To follow through on healing, I infused the entire situation and all the people involved with love energy. I rewrote that neural pathway of belief of not being good enough back to knowing I was good enough. Remember that as your empowerment grows within, more neural pathways of belief will be revealed for you to process through and heal. In essence, experiences of adversity that are revealing subconscious beliefs about yourself that aren't true are golden opportunities. Embrace them. Now, looking back, I can now see that the energy of this belief tried to reveal itself to me many times, but I just kept stuffing the pain back into my subconscious instead of facing it because I didn't know what to do with it, and it was painful. This is what so many of us do. Because when uncomfortable energy is revealed to us, we hesitate or stop moving forward because we believe it's just too painful. So we stuff that energy back into the darkness of our subconscious where it continues to feed off other buried fears and negative beliefs. what we must understand is that the energy doesn't get any more painful than what we've already experienced. The worst is already over. Stuffing pain or facing it is a choice. Make it a good one, because every time you get the opportunity to face past painful energy and you rebury it, the next time it gets revealed will be even more painful than the last. But now you know what to do with it. The key to flowing in ease and grace with the side effects of improving your life is: work at recognizing the golden opportunity in experiences of adversity. And from the safe space of today, explore why you're feeling irrational fear. Follow the breadcrumbs of energy to where the belief was birthed and see it for the lie that it is. You are worthy, deserving, and good enough to be, do, and have what you want. Living a life of prosperity and happiness is your birthright. Claim it and use your power to create and live your happiest, most prosperous square of life. This completes Module 1. Now go to the worksheet.